Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We're going to start today with the trade talks and China. Trump, of course, increasing China's tariffs. Trade talks are set to resume today, and the markets are roiling.
Well, the markets don't like the idea that we're getting into this trade war, which is going to affect not only our economy, but certainly the Chinese economy, and there's a tremendous amount of interdependence. Not only that, the Chinese have what we call a dictatorship, and they can do things. So, for example, when some of our agricultural products get to China, they can take their time in making sure it's inspected while the stuff rots. There's a certain amount of that potential. Now, in addition to all of that, we have to take a look at what we've learned in the last couple of days, and that is that Donald Trump doesn't know how to deal. He's a big threatener. We know that. And we know that's the way he's played the real estate industry, and he's lost $1 billion. So what does that mean? It means that if you take what is going on with China now, these negotiations, and the idea that he's going to fake them out and make them change as a result of his being tough on them, I have a feeling he's faced this kind of thing before, David.
Interesting side column here, Alan, from the New York Times. Xi faces a dilemma, fold or double down. Public criticisms from the Trump administration have raised the risks for China's leader Xi Jinping as negotiators meet in Washington.
So, David, let's put ourselves in Xi's place. You know, he's gotten to be the strong man of China. He's gotten the constitution changed so he can run as much as he wants and obviously be dictator for life. And one of the ways he's done it is to say China is strong, China's better than America. That's what he says. So what's going to happen is he's facing a big issue, and that is if he backs down, it looks like he's weak. And that makes him look weaker to his own population, which he has been trying to be strong with or appear strong with. One can only figure that this is a very rough place for him to be right now.
Another rough place would be impeachment, but apparently the White House strategy, question mark, says the Times, dare Democrats to impeach.
Well, you know, this is all a bunch of baloney. I don't know. It's very hard to believe that Trump wants to be impeached. He knows one thing. As things stand right now, the Senate is not going to convict him. So like Bill Clinton, he can sit there, he can smirk, and he'll be exonerated. And as you remember, Clinton came out of that stronger than ever. So there's some prima facie sense that maybe, just maybe, he wants it. But I don't know that anybody wants to go into the history book saying that they've been impeached.
Whether he wants it or not, if the Democrats were to go forward with it, does it hurt them in the election?
Well, I'm sure that that's what they're looking at. I think Nancy Pelosi understands that what will not hurt them in the election is this tremendous antipathy in this country towards Trump. And Trump knows it, and Trump is now using his people and Giuliani and others to go and look up every single factoid they can about Joe Biden, because they know Joe Biden is a real threat. So now they're looking at Biden's sons and his business relationships in the Ukraine and the rest. There is going to be a tremendous push on to discredit the Democrats any way that he can. That's what these kinds of people, and Trump is one of them, do to each other.
We started with foreign policy and China. Let's stick with it for a moment in North Korea.
Well, David, you know, this is the big success in Trump's life. He managed to get an agreement with North Korea, only he didn't. And, you know, I remember the day that Malcolm Nance was on our panel and we asked him about it and he started to laugh, slapped his knee and said, these guys aren't going to make these kinds of agreements. They're not going to go and leave themselves more vulnerable. And that's exactly what's happening now. Nance was exactly right. There's no question that we now have a dictator who has gone to Russia and China and is being backed by these folks. So North Korea, which was once seen as a big plus for Trump, is now not so much. And Trump's big problem is, in order to get him back on the tracks, he's got to give more than it looks like would be proper.
Measles. Opposition to measles specifically. The vaccine, says the New York Times, extends well beyond New York's ultra-Orthodox Jews. As the outbreak grows in the city, health authorities have been focusing on schools affiliated with ultra-Orthodox Judaism, but immunization data reported annually by every school in the state suggests that reluctance to vaccinate is much more widespread. We even see a Kennedy family flare-up over this issue.
That's right. Robert Jr., I guess, is an anti-vaxxer. The rest of the family got real upset with him and came out swinging. But it is isn't only that. There is a substantial sense among some of the people who believe this kind of stuff that this is all bad. And they have created a very angry group of people who think that they are being pushed into something that will hurt them and hurt their families. And, David, they have no hesitation about telling it to anybody, including me.
The issue of Puerto Rico, aid to Puerto Rico or lack thereof. We, of course, had witnessed the president tossing paper towels into a crowd at one point. But it's also intersected this policy with sports. The Boston Red Sox at the White House yesterday with President Trump and many not in attendance, including their coach, Alex Cora.
Who happens to be from Puerto Rican. That's right. Look, the president has no shame about this stuff. We know that. This is going to cost the Red Sox some support. It will, because as you know, David, as a Red Sox fan, my son Jonas, a Red Sox fan, and a lot of people love that team. But this is not good for them, especially since you have this bifurcation between the black players, the Hispanic players, and the white players. It's not good. And, you know, when you see somebody like Tiger Woods showing up with the president, I always had a lot of respect for Tiger Woods. I do not anymore. I mean, how can anybody of color in this country support a man, and we know where he is?
Always an interesting conversation with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, have a great weekend. Rest up, everyone, and we'll see you Monday.
Yes, we will. We'll see you Monday.
One way or the other.